welcome to today's episode of the Real Evolve podcast. I'm your host, Dale Warner, and joining me today is Jackie Egan, one of my good friends and a huge part of the Real Evolve community in 2018. Jackie really opened our eyes to what would be possible with Real Evolve workflows, using them to help her and her team stay organized for offline events like client appreciation events, pop buys, pie days, all kinds of really cool stuff. So she does better than anybody I've ever seen at getting real creative to stay in touch with her people. She's a team leader herself and has really built herself up from just being a solo agent most of her career. We had a really fun talk. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned. Hey, Jackie, great to talk with you today. Thanks for joining us.
For sure. Thanks, Dale.
Yeah, of course. So you are one of my favorite people to talk to. We've had lots of fun conversations. I have a long commute, and occasionally we'll talk on the phone on the long commute home about business and life. And so I was really excited to have you on the podcast today because we always have really deep, meaningful conversations. So I appreciate your time.
I appreciate it too. You're so fun to talk to. Also, we get to delve into some big fun things, and it's deep. And can I say I value your brain? So it's good. I appreciate the time we get to. So this is an honor.
And you're a busy gal. You've got a lot going on all the time. I know you wouldn't have it any other way.
No.
So tell us a little bit about what you're involved in right now.
Okay, so I've been selling real estate, have been a licensed real estate agent and a broker for 26 years now. So I'm licensed in Minnesota, and I have started another venture. It's called Rescue Real Estate Service Center Unlimited, RESCU. So we are now working in a business where we're serving real estate agents. So we have developed a number of different departments within the company where we are solely working on helping agents leverage their time and their talents to do what they want to do and what they feel they do best. And that could be actually just opening up their schedules and their calendars to be able to spend more time at home. Maybe it's spending more time in the office doing and taking more listings, working with buyers, making more time to groom and grow their business, working with their agents. Maybe it's volunteering or spending more time at church, whatever it might be. And so the first thing we've rolled out is our transaction coordinating services. So we have a department that handles files for agents from the point that they set a listing appointment. We can handle the paperwork, scheduling the inspections on deals, whether it's getting a well and septic inspection done or a home inspection before they go live on the market, doing all their paperwork, to the actual transaction and getting a house pended and closed, all the way to bringing the gift to the table at the closing and an aftercare program. And we are also doing things for clients as far as events and pop buys, where you stop in at clients' sphere of influence and drop in and just give them little gifts of value to stay in front of the client. And we have developed a green room where we can do marketing for clients, and which would be the agent again, mm-hmm. and promotional pieces. And then there's a lot of other things we're going to enroll with that. And I also am a real estate coach where I work with Workman Success Systems out of Utah. And so I coach realtors around the country, and I also get coached by them as well. So we're busy. I have a team of real estate agents here with my company that I work for at Keller Williams, and we're doing quite the business here, and we're growing as well. So it's awesome. I like to get and stay very busy.
All right. So we said team leader.
Yep.
You're a listing agent.
Yes.
You're a coach. You also have Rescue So you're like a business owner, a couple of things there.
Yep.
You do volunteer work, involved in the church, and mother.
Mother and wife.
And mother and wife. That's like 8 or 9 titles there.
and I'm nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what would you say right now, how much of your time is spent on your real estate business?
So am I on the business or in the business?
There's a big difference. Either one.
Okay.
Or both combined, I should say.
I am probably working in the business. I figured I'm at the office and working in the business about 65, 75 hours a week right now. It's bad.
Well, it is summer, right? Some people might be listening in a different time, but right now we're still summertime. Yeah. And you've had some changes on your team recently, which I'm sure has contributed to your workload.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we just are moving buildings. We've got a new office. We've been doing a build out. And so I'm a little overcommitted in things right now. So this is not the norm for sure.
What would be normal for you? What do you expect it to get back down to in another month or two?
By choice, I would say down to about 45, 50.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's comfortable and enjoyable for me.
Got it.
And my family's involved with my business too. So it's not that it's taking time away from my family because they're involved with me. So it's time with the family is in the business as well.
Yeah. I saw that a video that you did. I loved the video you did. I guess it was in the springtime, late spring. And you did a video with your son and that was a lot of fun. I loved that.
April 14th when we got 21 inches of snow. Yeah. We had a blizzard. Yep.
Yeah. So I have lots of questions for you, Jackie. I want to know, first of all, expending that much energy into that many different things while still maintaining enough focus on your real estate business to keep that moving forward, that's a lot of energy. It takes a lot of focus and a lot of mental energy. How do you approach that?
Well, structure is a big deal. Time commitment, staying focused on our time blocking is a pretty big deal. And you can't get bogged down in too much of the details of it. And you really got to know where your gifts and talents are and where they are not. And that's where you got to learn to leverage that stuff out. So starting with your time blocking. So we work pretty hard on my team here to time block our calendars. We have what we call a perfect week, and this is something at Workman Success Systems that I learned. And because I've been doing this so long, I'm a bit of an old dog and new tricks are a little bit hard for me. But once I got the concept of this down, I understood the value of this. So for every day of the week, we calendar out what we're going to do during these days. And so what a person needs to understand is that being consistent with your activities and staying in your activities is where you're able to make the money you need to make to continue to run your business, to continue to fund your lives, your family, those kinds of things. So for example, in the mornings, we have our morning scheduled for our team. So we get into the office, we have an 8:30 huddle. So that means we all get together and we go over our morning schedule. So we go over how things went the night before, what we have going on with active files, what the expectations are for the day, who's doing what, who's potentially got meetings or appointments, what they're going to need from the other staff, that kind of thing. Then we go right into role play. So we have 20 minutes of role play where we will practice what we're going to do during our lead gen and our lead follow-up time. So if we're going to be doing some circle prospecting around, say, a new listing that we have, we're going to role play those scripts. So scripts and dialogues are a really big deal in our business. If you don't know your scripts and dialogues, those are one of the ways that you're going to make money in this business, knowing scripts and dialogues. And so if somebody's going to present to you an objection, for example, on why they're not going to list with you right now, you need to have a comeback for that. So that's called a script. And so we practice that. So if you're going to do calls that day and you're going to be calling around a brand new listing you have, and let's say that that's going to be, you know, calling a 5-block area around that. So you get on the phone and you're like, hi, Mr. Smith, this is Jackie. I work at Keller Williams Classic Realty, and I'm just calling to reach out to you and let you know that we listed a home 2 doors down from you. You've probably seen that sign go up. Just wanted to let you know that we listed it at 279 and wanted to see if you happen to know anybody that's interested in moving into the neighborhood, because wouldn't it be awesome to pick your neighbor? And they might go, well, I don't know anybody. Well, that's, you know, what are you going to say? Right. So those are scripts and dialogues. So we practice that so that you can have a meaningful conversation and potentially get somebody interested in either inquiring on behalf of somebody that might be interested in moving in. So to try and pick up a lead on a buyer, and or for them to ask you to maybe come out to their house and give them a market analysis on their house. So after we practice that, then we get into the phones and we ourselves will do our own lead generating. So that's the second, another way of making money in our business is lead generating and lead follow-up. So we then do 1 hour of lead generating, which is very different than lead follow-up. Lead generating is actually calling on new business, business you have not reached out to, business you don't have. You don't have the phone numbers, you don't have the contacts already in your data bank. That's people you're reaching out to for the first time. That's generating new business. So we'll do that for an hour. And then the next hour we do lead follow-up. So that's following up on maybe leads you have from the internet, sphere of influence of yours. Maybe it's top 50, maybe it's past clients, whatever it might be. So then we do that for an hour. And then that usually brings us to right around the noon hour. And then that's kind of the time blocking we have in the morning, and that's a dedicated team time.
How often does that change? I mean, is that's like standard year round?
It's pretty much standard. The only things we try to keep it non-negotiable and not let anything interfere with that unless we have a closing that cannot be scheduled around that, and that's determined by our clients' calendars. So, which is interesting because nowadays it seems that the closers are dictating a lot of these closings because they don't want to drive during rush hour and they don't want to leave their comfort of their closing offices. It's just been a really crazy thing. So a closing because we're serving the client. So we are trying to be very conscientious of the reason we're in this business. We're in this business because we are here to serve. And it's the client's needs that we need to remember we're here serving. So if the client dictates something, we try not to take appointments during the morning hours unless we have to. Then we will break that. But the rule of thumb is always if you're going to erase something, you have to replace it. So if you're not able to commit to lead gen from 10 to 11, you've got to make that up somewhere else. Accountability to self can be really hard. And that's why a lot of people choose to be on a team, because they've got accountability from their friends and colleagues around them. So once you get away from that, it gets to be a little bit harder. We have competitions in the office. We have different goals. We have, you know, we have a good time. I don't know how to breathe without having a really good time, as you know. So we do a lot of fun stuff with our activities in the office. And so they oftentimes look forward to our lead gen and our lead follow-up times, because we're always playing for something, you know, even if it's a simple, you know, $20, $50 gas card, or, you know, a night out for the family, or, you know, a pool party for the kids, or whatever it is. So they enjoy coming, and you got to make it fun.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
So you've got your time blocking all morning, every day. It's all set in stone. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. And by the way, I was just reading something the other day about accountability, and how the more it's almost infinite. The more accountability people have, the happier they are. So we all think we don't want to be accountable. Some of us struggle with accountability to ourselves, like you mentioned. But even a lot of us, I think, we're afraid of accountability to other people on the team. Maybe we avoid joining a team because even though we know we struggle with our own accountability, we don't want to be accountable to somebody else. The reality is most of us do really well the more accountability we have. So we perform better and we're happier. Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting. I think there is a definite fear of it. I think there's, you know, obviously we bring our baggage with us when we were young and what we grew up with. And it's interesting to find that out because I think you're almost afraid of what you'll find out and find out you like it, I think is, I don't know. I think it's, there's so much you take with it because at work you can be one way with things and then you can be another way with things at home. And it's impactful. It's powerful. It's super powerful.
Yeah. I know there'll be a lot of agents listening to your schedule of hour of lead gen, hour of lead follow-up and start to say, I could never do that, or I don't want to do that as if that would be, as if that would make their life worse. And I think it's just, it's not something that's a logical thought. It's just our first initial gut that structure can feel on the surface like it's going to restrict us.
Yeah. Hey, to those people, that was me. I mean, I'm a tornado. Let's just be honest. I am the way my brain functions. Like, don't look at me or look at the background in here, you guys. That's a stage. can I show that picture, Dale?
Sure, of course.
I'm going to pull this picture up and I show Dale because Dale knows me. Dale gets me. I'm a tornado. I'm a complete tornado. And this is no joke. So my business partner, Rochelle, she's super tidy. She sits behind me and sometimes she's not in the summer. She's home with her kids a lot. And so she's not in here a lot and I'm in here a lot. And, I'm a mess. I am a total mess. And so, so this is really me. I have no shame. This is just me. And so this is what I'm looking at all around me right now. And this is Rochelle. And I had to take everything and get it off her desk because she was coming in today. And it's all on the floor. And that's how I function. And that's how my calendar is and was. And that's my day because I'm not normally a structured, organized, detailed person. And when I joined Workman Success Systems, they were like, "Ooh, girl, you're in trouble." And because they're going to change my world. And I was like, there is no way. I have been doing this for 26 years. I have survived and I can't change. I'm not going to change. You guys are nuts. And I've been working with them now for, it'll be going on 3 years. And I did. And it was so, it's been so peaceful. And it is amazing because you can, number one, you can change, even though you might think you have to kick and scream and do it, but you can change. And honestly, it does feel so much better. And you have such a different peace about it. And you will have such a calm about it and you can get off some of your anxiety meds. But there's a reality to it that you just have to settle down and let some of that stuff go. And once you find out, I mean, we all know what some of our weaknesses are and our challenges, if we want to call them, but we're not good at it. We suck at it, honestly. And don't try and pretend that you can do those things because you don't need to do those. So that's why you hire that stuff out. That's why you take your gifts and you embrace those and you take your challenges and you hire those out. And that's a whole nother podcast on itself, right? That's easy to do. And I couldn't afford to hire anybody to do anything. And so that's what we call interns. And they love that and they need that experience. And so that's what we initially did. And it's amazing how that'll just rock your world too. So that's a whole nother thing. But yeah, time blocking. We have a whole calendar, a whole perfect perfect week that everybody does. And it can change every week because you know, like the first and third week of every month, I have certain meetings and things I have to do. And so those go on that calendar for that week. You know, as a team leader, and, you know, I'm on a few boards and different committees and that. So I have certain things that are non-negotiable for me. But I also, it has been erased, it does get replaced. So I do one thing at 10 to 11 on these days. And so then my lead gen time happens at 2 to 3 on those days in the afternoons. And so I'm no different. I'm nothing special. I still have to follow the rules. You're not king of the world and queen of the world. You don't get special treatment. Follow the rules and play.
So you hinted at that your life changed for the better. A few years ago, you started with Workman Systems. You changed your schedule, changed your attitude about your work.
Yep.
And then I know you also have spent a lot of time getting kind of your systems organized and things like that. So you have gone from what you described as a tornado to being a lot more organized and structured in your business.
Yeah.
And so talk a little bit more about what are some of the other things outside of your actual schedule? What are some other things that you feel like you've spent more time on or got more disciplined with, and how has that changed?
Oh, it would be my dear friend Dale and RealVolve that shook up my planet of, so this whole thing about workflows and checklists, man. So I'll back up to, so my DISC profile. So I don't know what everybody knows or doesn't know about their personality assessments, right? So everybody has this little profile that makes up who they are, what makes you tick. And if you do an assessment or a little analysis on this, you find out what you're really good at, what you're okay at, and what you kind of stink at, right? And so a common one that we know of is called a DISC, D-I-S-C. And that puts you in these buckets of where you are as an entrepreneur, a real leader. That's your D. You're very determined, highly motivated, just aggressive, tough person, right? Your I, you're a very social, very influential, very salesy person. Your S, you're very steady, detail-oriented, can-do, will-do person. Your C is a very compliance, structured, organized, follow-the-rules, engineer-y type, right? D-I-S-C. So when you take these assessments, they put you in levels on where you fit with that.
So on each of those four dimensions.
On those four dimensions, right. And so as realtors and entrepreneurs, typically we see very high D and I's. As administrative staff that supports a realtor, you see very high S and C's. And so we are very likely, when you hire somebody to assist you and be your assistant in a role, you find very yin and yang types, right? So my assistant, she's like, oh, Jackie, why this? And she walks into my office and she's like, how do you stand it? And I'm like, what's wrong? Everything's fine. And like, I'll leave. And it's like Mary Maids came to my house and it feels so good. I love it nice and clean, but I can function in it the way it is. I know where everything is and it drives her batty. And just the same, like her office, every pen is in every cup the way it's supposed to be in that. And she has to have order and structure, right? And so RealVolve is a system that has every pen in every cup and every thing can go where it goes and you don't have to invent it. I mean, and as realtors, You don't have to invent. The wheel is there. The boxes are there. You have everything you need. I mean, so back about 2.5 years ago, I was reading an article in Inman News, and I had been looking for something that made sense because I have checklists on paper all over. I had a binder this big, and I've shown it to you on webinars before, and I'm like, It drove me nuts. But it was the best thing I had. And so many people were using it. So many people were asking to borrow it. And can I have copies of your checklist for when you have an open house? Can I have a copy of your checklist when you get a new listing and when you pend a buyer and when you pend a... And I'm like, sure. And people thought they were so awesome. And at the time, they probably were pretty good because there was nothing else. But when you, it was just this one line thing you could do. And then when a file, when something didn't appraise, then it just was like, oh, but this doesn't work. You got to do this. But then when this didn't happen, you had to do something all totally different. And then I'd have to try and tell everybody, oh, you guys, that doesn't work anymore. And I, then me being very high I and quite a bit of S, I feel so bad that I wasn't doing and telling everybody. So I read this article in Inman News about this company called RealVolve, and they have these checklists automated. And I'm like, what? So I'm like, who's this Dale guy? I got to get a hold of this Dale guy. He thinks he's something. I'm going to find out how something he is. Right? And now I just love my Dale guy. So I get a hold of Dale and we start to chit chat. And then I'm like, is this for real? Like, can you build these checklists? You have a ton of stuff in this library and you're building all these other things and there's stuff coming out of your engineering crew and you have this whole CRM. Are you for real right now? And everything I've been looking for honestly years, you've got it built. Hmm. And yet you afford us the ability to even build our own workflows. Ah, Dale, I mean, I still have goosebumps. I mean, it just blows my mind. And so for 2.5 years then, basically, I've been building with another colleague of mine these additional workflows that worked for us in Minnesota and for transaction stuff. And then we took it to a whole nother level and we've built it for agent onboarding, 30, 60, 90 day reviews, for big events that we do, for like movie events, tailgating parties.
Dropping by clients' places.
Pop buys. Yep. And just all over.
Yeah. So if anybody's listening and they're already using RealVolve, you definitely have to go check out in our workflow library, the Rescue workflows. So go check those out. RESCU. They're amazing. And like Jackie said, a colleague of hers and basically her and her team have built some really amazing automations. And that was the whole point. And by the way, I just have to say,
I know.
All I do is talk about RealVolve. I didn't build it. I just like to talk about it. But appreciate all your kind words. What do you feel like? Because we hear a lot that, you know, some people really get the workflow, the power of the workflows, and they start implementing workflows and then they really, really get it. There's kind of like two layers to it, to understand it, but then to actually feel what it's like to run that automation. And I wanted to just talk with you because it's not just only about RealVolve. There's lots of different systems that you've put into your business. Like you said, the calendar, the time blocking stuff. And there's lots of other things that you've done to systemize your business and plan it out in a better way and be more disciplined. What did it feel like before? And what does it feel like now that you've kind of gone through this transformation over the last few years?
Well, I think it's definitely, I think that's the whole key. And I think if people are able to, and again, the key is to understand what you're made of and what your tendencies are because of your DISC profile. And I think because of who we are as entrepreneurs, we're just fast movers and shakers. That's mm-hmm. what we are. And you have to realize that about yourself and know that that comes with some challenges. Like, we don't want to stop and slow down and think about that and let somebody tell us that, dude, you need to stop and slow down and hear this and hear it really strong and stop and slow down and listen to this, because if you added this and or this to your business and or these people and or these systems, it's going to change your world and it's going to allow you to do, and then fill in the blank. Do have more time with your family. Do have more staff and agents on your team. Grow a team. Have more time to spend volunteering. Have the ability to buy a vacation home. I mean, I think until I was able to really settle down and look at what these things I've been able to do, I bought a cabin last fall. I didn't know that I was ever going to be able to buy a cabin. And because I was able to slow down and see the ability and the potential of what I could do, now I have three paid staff, and we're building and adding more and more agents. I started this new company. We just moved to a new building. I never thought that was possible. And until I stopped and looked at my business and really saw what I could do with systems, I mean, everything that we do, I mean, look at it. Everything in real estate we do is repeatable. We're doing the same thing over and over again every day. You don't do anything different. You do it with different people. So it's systematized, you guys. You just have to find the right tools. Well, RealVolve is the tool for managing our transactions and managing our day-to-day stuff. You can put and build workflows for everything. And in the library, most of the workflows are in there for what you want to do. And what there is, if you have to tweak it, you can tweak it, or you can build some other stuff in there, whatever you want to do. But then if you find, there are other coaching companies out there too. I'm not just saying Workman's is the only thing. I found for me is what works, but they have systems inside of there. So, I mean, they have a perfect week thing. They have what's called an agile, and that's an amazing tool in itself. It's a system whereby I go out there and I put down all the stuff I have to do, right? And then you can prioritize this thing, and you can assign it to different people, and people to keep track of where they're at with everything. They can create what we call a sprint, all the steps to get this done, and who's going to do all the steps. We have lead tracking in there. So we know our ROI on stuff. How much money am I spending on Zillow versus how many leads are coming in on that, on realtor.com, on my website leads, on the money I'm spending to do an event. You know, all these different systems that are in there, cold calling, door knocking. It's just, you need to have the systems. Don't try and get creative. There's no time for being creative, even though you have it in you and you can do it. Well, why? I'm like, creative is my thing. You know, I'm totally artistic. I can do all this stuff, but you have to learn that that's not, you want to do that. Do that on the side, or do it with the kids, or volunteer at a hospital with the kids. You know, have fun with that. But if you're in the business to do this and to serve other people and be creative on your own time outside of that, and just find the systems that are going to make this work for you. And there's so many out there, and I'm happy to share what I can with you. You know, just ask and it shall be done.
Well, so I'm really curious. I'm always curious about anybody that's made a major change in their life. I'm always very curious about the catalyst that spurred that change. So for you, why do you feel like you changed? Because it always takes an enormous amount of energy to try to change, develop new habits, to disrupt your old patterns of doing things. Was it that you just talked to somebody that was coaching and you kind of decided on a whim to try it out? What was it that made you want to change?
Probably sheer exhaustion and depression. I was pretty much paralyzed with exhaustion. I have a tendency to think I can do it all. I'm superwoman. And, I had, both my parents suddenly passed away within 9 months of each other, and I was like their caretaker, and it was weird, and I got overwhelmed with life, and I was running my business and my team and my kids, my husband, and everybody needed something, and I couldn't even hardly take care of myself, and I was just exhausted, and I couldn't even just keep going, and I just got depressed, and I had my coaches, and I was just like, man, I don't know what to do. And they're like, well, you know, I think my mom used to always say, it's the whole pity party thing. You know, she used to say, you know, you can be on the pity pot every once in a while, Jackie, but every once in a while, even the pot gets sick of your crap. I remember her saying that, and she's like, you get your day, and then get off and fix it and get over it. And so it was that kind of thing. And a friend of mine said, you got to listen to this Burl Workman guy. And he's got some good ideas on coaching. So I listened to a webinar type of thing of his, and she had a call with him, and she called me in, and she said, here, come in. I'm going to talk to him about this program he has. And before I got off the call, I turned over my credit card to him, and I was coaching with his company. And I was like, how did that just happen? That guy's good. And that's going on 3 years now. And now I'm also a coach for him. And that pretty much changed my life. Hmm. That's good.
So what's next for you?
Oh man, I'm so excited for Rescue and to surround myself with more and more amazing people, and just to continue to serve. I want to continue to find what the needs are out there. And I love to coach and mentor. I want to continue to grow my relationship with you guys, and just find out what agents need and be a part of solving more problems with within this industry, and seeing how we can just build on what we've got going on here and making life simple. I think it's super hard. This industry is getting really, really hard because we're spending two or three more times the time to get almost half the amount of work done. Because our market is so hard. And now the market's slowing down a little bit. You know, we're across the country, we're seeing a lull in the business. So the market's been so fast. You know, we've been in multiple offers, and you're showing 8 or 9 houses, writing an offer, and you have 10 people with offers in. And so 9 other people are losing the deal. So sometimes you have to write 8 offers to get the offer one. Well, that's hard, you know, so it isn't even just working twice or 3 times as hard. It's a lot more than that. And so it's getting hard to bring food to the table. And so we need to figure out how we can work smarter and not harder with that. And a lot of that is what Rescue's trying to do, is to make it easier for that. That's a lot of what RealVolve's doing, is how we can make it easier with that. And there's going to be more and more ways we can do that. We just got to keep digging and figuring it out.
Well, there's a lot of Wall Street money being invested in that same problem too. So there are people that are in the market trying to figure that out, but they're also trying to disrupt the old way of doing things for a lot of people. Maybe the brand that they're with, maybe the way that they've been approaching it is under attack by competitors. So it's even more important than ever, in my opinion, to get your act together. We all have to be sharper now than ever before. And that requires a little bit of investment, you know, now.
Yep.
So you mentioned, when I asked you about mindset, you mentioned the structure is kind of what helps you. Any parting words of advice for us on attitude or mindset, motivational thoughts?
Yeah. You know, I think, we're big on mindset. I've always been big on mindset, and I think, you know, staying focused in the positive always is huge. We have little signs that go up all over the house, all over the car, all over everywhere. And I think there's a couple key things that I preach around here to everybody and to all my clients and whatnot to always remember is, one is no matter what client, what person you're dealing with in real estate, we always say some will, some won't. So what? Someone's waiting. So if you get that disappointment, if you want to call it that, where you've been working so hard on a listing, for example, we lost a listing yesterday we've been working so hard on. We lost another one last week. I got a guy who have had his house listed for 4.5 months, almost 5 months, and he's pretty much been threatening to cancel me the whole time. And I'm just like, you can do that. I mean, I'm doing everything I can to serve him, and he doesn't see it that way, and that's okay. I am doing everything I can. And if he needs to go, he can do that, and it's okay. So you have to just know that it's not meant to be if you're not meant to serve him, but you have to feel comfortable with what you're doing and that you're doing the right thing. When my phone rings and I don't see and recognize that number, if it doesn't come up with a name that's already saved in there, I always instantly, it's just automatic that my brain just goes, I look at it, I see it's not a number I know, and I'm like, you have no idea how awesome this call is going to go, because nobody ever is going to serve you as good or better than I am going to serve you today. Because you just know they're going to bless you and you're going to bless them right back. It's a given, you know. So you have to know that. I got goosebumps. You have to know that when that phone rings, that it's going to be an amazing adventure for both of you and that you're going to serve them better than anybody else. So just have that in your mind always. And so they say that the smile on your face is going to transcend through the phone. So when you pick up your phone, it doesn't matter how you're feeling, but just put a smile on your face and be happy. And that person is going to feel that on the other end. They may have having a really bad day, but sprinkle a little sunshine through that for them. And they're going to feel it and know it. And then you're going to feel it in the backside too.
That's great. So Jackie, where can people find you?
They can find me in Minnesota. You can email me if you'd like. It's at Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E, at rescue, R-E-S-C-U, M-N for Minnesota.com. You can call me on, I'll just give you my cell, actually. I'll give you the office phone number here. 651. Dale, we just got a new number over here.
That's okay. So email is best.
Email is best.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's good. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Jackie. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, and I'm sure we'll be chatting soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time.